This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
This week we're reading a reflection by author and poet Mark Gibbons from Missoula, Montana. He is the author of many books of poetry, including his latest, Shadowboxing.
Here Gibbons reflects on the poignant routine of his father's homecoming when he was a child. He writes,
"My father, like many fathers and their fathers before them, working in the American West of the last century, were forced to travel away from home to provide for their families. They were sometimes gone for days, weeks at a time. My dad worked as a trainman for the Milwaukee Railroad, available to hop a freight around the clock every day of the year. At least half of his nights were spent elsewhere, so when he was out, either east in Deer Lodge, Montana, or west in Avery, Idaho, I was always asking my mother when he was getting in. If I knew he would arrive in the middle of the night, that next morning I'd run to their bedroom upon waking to snuggle into them, feel his arm drape over me, and pull me close. I often slept with my mother when my dad was out, and as comforting as that was, he was still missing. I'd crawl in bed with her where I guess we missed him together. I don't think I really understood that she probably missed him as much as I did, but maybe I sensed her sadness and embodied it. A child, I had no idea what it was like for her those nights without him, or on those mornings when she woke with him in her bed. But I ran to it as soon as my eyes opened to light or dark. It was my best dream come true to lie between them. And I'll replay those memories till my eyes close."
Gibbons pairs his reflection with a poem by Galway Kinnell, winner of the Pulitzer Prize in 1983 for his Selected Poems.
In a poem titled, "After Making Love, We Hear Footsteps," Kinnell speaks for those generations of fathers, offering the other side of the story.
After making love, we hear footsteps. For I can snore like a bullhorn, or play loud music, or sit up talking with any reasonably sober Irishman, and Fergus will only sink deeper into his dreamless sleep, which goes by all in one flash. But let there be that heavy breathing or stifled come-cry anywhere in the house, and he will wrench himself awake and make for it on the run. As now, we lie together, after making love, quiet, touching along the length of our bodies, familiar touch of the long married, and he appears. In his baseball pajamas, it happens, the neck opening so small he has to screw them on, which one day may make him wonder about the mental capacity of baseball players, and flops down between us and hugs us and snuggles himself to sleep, his face gleaming with satisfaction at being this very child. In the half-darkness, we look at each other and smile and touch arms across his little, startlingly muscled body. This one whom habit of memory propels to the ground of his making. Sleeper, only the mortal sounds can sing awake. This blessing love gives again into our arms.
A poem by Galway Kinnell.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.